Absentee ballots are now available for one of the most anticipated elections in recent memory. In addition to the many state, county, and local issues in 2020, the top of the ticket in November is sure to draw maximum attention. Michigan's county clerks are expressing concerns, though, about how the tabulation of early votes will play out across hundreds of local jurisdictions and cities and townships and counties all over Michigan. Does it all have to happen on election night? Justin Roebuck is the Ottawa County Clerk. Justin, welcome to Stateside.
Good to be with you.
What concerns do you have about how this is going to play out if there are potentially hundreds or maybe even thousands more ballots to count before the sun's even up on election day?
I think Proposal 3 in 2018 really did provide our voters with much greater access and better opportunities, particularly with no reason absentee voting. But we as a clerk community have to be prepared for that influx. And I do think that our community is doing a fantastic job of getting ready. It boils down to a number of different factors. You know, one is training our workers and preparing for that influx in volume. Absentee ballots, fortunately, are something that we can see coming down the road, right? Because we know how many requests we're getting in the days and weeks prior to an election. And we can adjust a little bit to say that we need additional staffing, or, you know, we need to kind of set up a precinct, absentee precinct, a little bit differently in terms of how the workers function. But the other thing that we really do need from the legislature are, you know, some additional tools that will help. I've been a big advocate, along with a number of my colleagues around the state, for processing absentee ballots earlier than Election Day. A number of states do this now.
In layperson's terms, does processing mean tabulation or the diligence that needed with ballots that look different?
So when we say processing absentee ballots early, can vary in terms of what level we're doing. For example, Senator Ruth Johnson has some proposed legislation coming down the pike that would allow larger jurisdictions to verify the voter information that's on the outer envelope of an absentee ballot, open that envelope, verify that the ballot number is the correct ballot, and then save and hold on to that ballot until Election Day, and then run it through a tabulation device. So that's kind of a middle-of-the-road approach. We're still getting some of that processing out of the way that right now actually occurs on Election Day, and that would give a leg up to a number of our larger jurisdiction clerks across the state. So I think that's one option. Another option is simply doing all those functions and casting the ballot in the tabulator, but not generating the totals until after the polls close on Election Day.
Is it more time-consuming to tabulate votes or to process them?
Again, it can vary depending on the type of equipment that's being used, but typically we see the greater volume of time is being spent processing the ballots. And that's everything, including, you know, receiving the envelopes, double-checking the numbers to make sure the number of envelopes you have matches the number of voters who, you know, are on your poll list, and then actually, you know, looking at the ballot number that's on the outside of the envelope, making sure that that ballot number matches the ballot in the envelope. And then we actually have to remove the numbered stub for the privacy of the voter so that we don't know which ballot that was attached to as it gets tabulated. And then the simple mechanics, right, of removing the ballot from the envelope, flattening it out a little bit so that it goes through the tabulator in a smooth fashion. So those, you know, mechanical functions actually do take a significant amount of time.
As you mentioned, State Senator Ruth Johnson has made a proposal to give county clerks and local agencies of elections a few more tools, a little bit more flexibility to deal with early processing or possibly early tabulation. Does that bill do what you need it to do?
You know, I think that bill is a great step in the right direction of giving clerks tools in the toolkit for helping handle the volume of absentee ballots that we're going to encounter. You know, the current version of the bill does cap the ability of a jurisdiction to do that at a population of 40,000 or greater. I do think rather than looking at the population, maybe we should take a look at the number of absentee ballots that are actually processed. You know, we have some jurisdictions that are smaller than that, that may be processing a number of absentee ballots where this early processing legislation would really help them as well. Representative Julie Calley, who chairs the House Elections Committee, has also introduced legislation that would allow local clerks to contract with other local clerks and with the county to process their absentee ballots. So that legislation is a little bit different, but actually gives local clerks another option. For example, we have some small jurisdictions here in Ottawa County that are currently processing their absentee ballots in the precinct. Say we're able to contract with the county to process those ballots, that would significantly reduce the burden on the local clerk and on the precinct workers themselves. We would be able to process efficiently and in a timely manner have those election results out, certainly be a fraction of the cost. And that option may work better for a smaller jurisdiction than this early processing option. But we do just need a few more tools in the toolkit for our local election administrators to be able to handle the volume.
Justin Roebuck is the Ottawa County Clerk. Justin, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Happy to do it.
State Senator Ruth Johnson, who you might recall served for two terms as Michigan's Secretary of State, has introduced new bills in the Senate Local Government and Elections Committee to address some of the needs that we just heard about. The committee is going to be taking testimony on these bills tomorrow. Senator Ruth Johnson, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, we just heard that it may not be enough to let voters cast their ballots early, but if clerks can't count the ballots early, we still risk log jams come election day. Your bill suggests some changes for the absentee voter counting boards, the bodies that do this tabulation. When should their work start?
The ballots should not be counted until election day if you're to protect the integrity of the elections. But the bill would allow some pre-processing and also to bring in staff as shifts so no one would have to be there for any extended period that's unreasonable. We have 1,625 local clerks. We're different than most states. They'd have their elections countywide, and you can't really compare it because we're decentralized, and we have a law that you can't have more than 2,999 people per precinct to try to keep the line shorter in Michigan. But what I'm interested in is how do we protect the integrity, but then help the clerks be more efficient? And so the two bills, one, it would allow the clerk in a city or township with a population of more than 40,000 to shift the workers in an absentee counting board at any time after the polls are closed. Right now, those poll workers, those 30,000 people, have to give up their cell phones and they have to stay in the room. We're saying that after the election's over, so no one can leak any counts, that they may be relieved if that's what the clerk wants to do and bring in fresh workers, because there will be more people and there has been a huge trend in more people voting absentee. And under this bill, there would be no gaps between shifts, so the ballots could never be left unattended, and at a minimum, one election inspector from each major political party has to be present at all times. So
you're suggesting, I'm sorry to jump in here, we just have 5 minutes.
Sure.
Though you're suggesting doing this in any city or township with more than 40,000 voters. Why not make it true across the board?
You know, we have a township in the UP that has 7 people that live in that township. It's not practical. And you have to have a Democrat and a Republican there. And so we're looking at high populations. That's where they're going to have the log jam if we don't give the clerks some tools. The number is still being discussed in the bill, and I'm willing to look at other numbers. And that's Senate Bill 756. And then I have Senate Bill 757, and that's the absentee ballot pre-processing. So it would allow a clerk in a city or a township, again, with 40,000 people or more, to perform certain pre-processing of absentee ballots on Monday prior to the election from 9 to 5. So again, it would allow for challengers from both parties to be present during this work, and they would be allowed to remove the absentee ballots from the first envelope, but not the second. The ballot can never be exposed because that's when it can be changed. And we've had several cases of that, one on a very large scale and one on a smaller scale. So you don't want the ballots exposed, because if they are, they are at much more risk. So as part of the pre-processing, it would require them to secure the ballots in that inside envelope. And that is then kept in a room that is locked down, that's very secure.
We're closing in on the end of January here. If your legislation passes, are you confident the clerks could put it into place by March?
the clerks have asked for some help. It's based on my experience from my boots on the ground. I've been the Oakland County Clerk, Register of Deeds, and that's the second largest county, and as Secretary of State, I certainly know that the clerks need some tools that make it more efficient for them. And I do believe that if the clerks in these larger communities want these tools, they'll be available for them.
So it sounds like it's unclear whether they would fully be able to enact all this. If everything is not changed by the time of the March primary, what will you be watching for?
Well, of course, the March primary, there'll be a large turnout, but where we have by far the largest turnout is when you have a presidential. So we're always looking for ways that we can help give the clerks tools as long as it doesn't impact the integrity. So we'll still be watching for ideas that are coming forward. And these ideas are generated out of a number of meetings with clerks, and I think they'll help.
Senator Johnson, thank you so much for your time today.
You're so welcome. Thank you. It's good to get the word out, and also I would recommend if anybody supports these bills that they let their legislator know so that we can move as rapidly as possible.
Ruth Johnson represents Michigan's Senate District 14. She is also a former Michigan Secretary of State.